Chapter 5, How to Enforce the Code to Ensure Championship Play. The truth is that lots of teams have rules. Some even claim to have a code. Yet the true test of rules is whether they are abided by and even taken seriously. Enron had rules. Global Crossing had rules. Large accounting firms like Arthur Andersen had strict reporting rules. The issue isn't the rules. It's what happens when they are broken. The challenge is enforcing them and making them stick. The big question is, what happens when someone breaches the code or breaks a rule? Do you punish him? Do you give him another chance? The truth is that many times nothing happens. People look the other way. They don't want to be seen as troublemakers or be cast out by the group. They certainly don't want someone to get even with them later for confronting them. As a parent, it can sometimes be more of an inconvenience for you to enforce the rules with your kids than it is for your kids. So in this case, you let it slide. So what do? Call it. The answer is really simple. If someone breaks a rule, you have to call it. That's it. Yep, that's usually enough. According to a study I read from George Washington University, the fear of public humiliation and ostracism is typically greater than the fear of death. If people have a high level of certainty that they are going to be called on something, they will do most anything to avoid the embarrassment or the rejection. Team tip. Rules themselves are not the issue. Calling breaches of the rules early and consistently is the challenge. Problems occur in many relationships in business, marriage, and teams when people don't have the courage or the skills to confront each other with the truth. We don't want to hurt people's feelings, and we don't want to face retribution. But a code of honor is absolutely useless unless people are willing to call it. In fact, every time the code gets enforced, it gets stronger, and consequently, the team gets stronger, and the performance gets higher. If a rule gets breached, it takes the whole team down a notch if it's not called. It implies that you don't mean what you say. In other words, there is no honor. Think about what happens with kids. If you don't enforce a rule with kids, they'll push it. You can say, "Don't torture your brother." But if you don't enforce that, you'll be sending several messages. One, that torturing your brother is really okay. Two, that rules don't matter, which is where criminal thinking and behavior come from. And three, that rules are made to be broken. The same is true in any organization. As I mentioned earlier, it's not just the manager's or the boss's job to call it. If you're going to have a great team, it's everyone's job to call it. And if everyone knows to expect that everyone is watching out for them, that's consistency. If you have ever played any kind of competitive sport, you know that if you're not pulling your weight, you won't have to wait for the coach to get on your case. Your teammates will be all over you. If it's left to a boss or manager to call it, you don't have a real team. You have a group of people working for somebody, but that is a far cry from a championship team. On smaller teams, there is rarely need for fines or penalties. Larger or repeated breaches may obviously have to carry consequences, but at the first hint of an infraction, you just call it directly and early. The longer you wait, the uglier it can be, and the tougher it is to muster up the guts to do it. Having to face someone takes courage, commitment, and strength, all the elements that you want for a great team. It's that kind of behavior that builds character on a team and in your family. The bigger the team or the larger the organization, the clearer the rules and consequences need to be. In those situations, you can't talk or communicate with everyone on the team all the time, so stronger controls may have to be put in place. Let me give you an example.